A listener note, this episode contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
I have been through the whole South and have marked the happiness of master and of man. Take every individual and you will find a happiness greater there than here. True, I have seen the black man whipped, but only when he deserved much more than he received. And had an abolitionist used the lash, he would have gotten double. You know it is not a sin. And if it was, the Constitution forbids you to interfere with it. Now, what should we do to men who break the Constitution?
John Wilkes Booth.
Evening, Dr. Mudd.
I hope your property acquisition has been a success. I do hope I was helpful.
Oh, more than helpful. Though I'm afraid I come to you in need once again.
What can I do for you, Mr. Booth?
I've need of some horses, a dozen or so.
Surely you can purchase horses in Washington, can you not?
Oh, Washington's not near as easy on the eyes as these parts.
What are they for, these horses?
Transporting precious cargo down south, by way of Virginia.
What will you be transporting?
Nothing of importance. It's precious only to me.
And to your associates, I presume? Unless you plan to ride a dozen or so horses, transport your precious cargo and ford the Potomac all by your lonesome.
Actually, I had hoped you might help me in that regard as well.
Horses won't be a problem. I'm better here than the capital. Prices are friendlier and transactions are more discreet.
Only there's one other thing. This cargo, assuming it can be acquired, will be making its passage along a very particular route.
Through the farmlands you've inquired about.
That's correct. Along the way, we will require sanctuary and protection, as will our cargo.
Safe houses?
Without them, success will be impossible.
John Surratt, he's your man.
Yes, the name is familiar, though I don't know him personally. Are you acquaintances?
Don't be coy, Mr. Booth. You already know I know Mr. Surratt. That's why you've come to me.
Forgive me. Caution precludes transparency.
Distrust and caution are the parents of security. There's nothing to forgive.
Would you consider making proper introductions?
For that task, sir, I am your man indeed.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
1865 is supported by you. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, executive producer of 1865. I'd like to ask you a favor. If you're enjoying 1865, consider supporting it with a $5 monthly pledge. If you'll join us at 1865podcast.com, you'll get the entire original series, bingeable right now, as it appeared on Stitcher Premium last year, completely ad-free. You'll also get early access to episodes of the new rewritten and reworked series. That's the one you're listening to right now, also ad-free. And in addition to that, supporters get transcripts annotated by the writers with more fascinating historical detail, a free copy of the original score to 1865, and special bonus segments that dive deep into our characters' history and motivations in their own words as read by the cast. But I hope the best perk of becoming a supporter of the show is that you will be helping us create the next chapter in our audio storytelling. There are so many stories to tell, from 1765 to 2065, and your support is critical to our success. So please, go to 1865podcast.com and become a patron. Help us continue our work bringing history alive by going to 1865podcast.com.
Did you miss me?
That actress, the one from tonight, she fancies you.
Which one?
The blonde.
All the actresses are blonde, darling.
Not all the actresses stare at you as if they're looking into their future. Have you been to her bed?
I missed you, Lucy.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, pretty enough for the theater. Stage makeup's a miracle. Proximity gives away the game, and you've not seen this one up close.
Have you been with her? I've been away, and she's quite pretty. I couldn't blame you.
What about you? While you've been away, have you been true?
The truth is, I suppose she's not so pretty.
Lucy.
Nor do I care for the way she groans through the verse like some mule in
heat. Tell me the truth. I want to know.
I have been true. To my word and to you.
And to Robert? Are you still seeing him?
No.
Mr. Surratt.
There he is, the famous actor. Pleasure to make your acquaintance, Mr. Booth.
Mr. Surratt, this is Miss Lucy Hale.
How do you do?
Oh, you're Senator Hale's daughter.
Yes, sir, I am indeed.
A good man, your father. A good man.
Are you and Father familiar?
Oh, no, I know him by reputation only. His efforts toward the cause of abolition are second to none. Wouldn't you agree, Mr. Booth?
Oh, absolutely. Miss Hale, might I have a moment alone with Mr. Surratt?
Don't be too long.
I won't.
Your date is quite pretty.
She's not my date.
Does she know that?
She's a friend, nothing more.
The daughter of the most infamous abolitionist in the Republican Party. You keep strange company.
Only when it's useful.
And what about you, Mr. Booth? Are you useful?
Well, I'm a professional liar, Mr. Surratt. I imagine that would have some value in your trade.
What are you proposing?
General Lee is under siege. For him to have any chance of breaking through and getting on the offensive, he'll need more troops.
Oh, there are no more troops. And Secretary Stanton refuses to release our men from the internment camps in the north.
We'll orchestrate a trade.
Lee tried. Stanton refused.
Well, he won't refuse this.
Ever since they put the Negroes in the fight, they've had a surplus of troops. We have a shortage. They gain nothing from an exchange.
So we take something they'll have to get back.
And what would that be?
We must be careful. Walls have ears. We kidnap Lincoln. Something funny?
Sorry. You're not very good at this, are
you? Surratt, please.
We trade information, Mr. Booth. We don't kidnap presidents.
I can get close to him, Surratt. But I need your help to smuggle him to Virginia. You have access to information we need. Safe houses, friendly routes, your people
are... No, my people will never consent to this. Kidnapping is ignoble, sir. A crime not worthy of the Confederacy.
They keep our men like niggers in cages, Surratt. Worse than niggers. What could be more ignoble than that? This is an act of war.
It's an act of terror.
Terror in the name of liberty. Besides, it'll only be given that name if the South falls. It's what the North will write in their history books and teach to our children. Well, by God, I won't let that happen. Do you honestly believe there's a single young man in the North with one spark of patriotism in his heart who would not, if given the chance, go after Jefferson Davis or General Lee? Help me do this.
You say you can get close to him?
I can.
Show me. And then we'll talk.
Right this way, sir. Here you are.
Thank you.
Mr. Booth.
Senator Hale.
Please, have a seat. That will be all, Peter. Thank you.
Of course, sir. Enjoy.
So, Lucy tells me you're to headline at the Ford.
She exaggerates.
With her around, I'm surprised your head's not the size of Maryland. You're all the darling girl ever talks of as of late.
Forgive your daughter. She is my greatest champion. I feel certain her advocacy is entitled to a portion of every dollar I've earned.
And how many dollars is that?
Pardon?
I've read your notices, and apparently Lucy's not alone in her admiration. You must be doing reasonably well, as much as can be expected in your line. Must be something in that Booth blood you have flowing through your veins.
I wasn't aware you were a man of the theater, Mr. Hale.
I rarely understand a word you actors say. Though Shakespeare is Shakespeare, and I suppose a fair amount of confusion comes with the territory. I prefer the comedies. Years back, I did hear Caesar in New York, and had the privilege of witnessing your brother Edwin take on Brutus. Exceptional production, though my hair wasn't blown back by the fellow who played Mark Antony. Bit of a yawn. You did see it, I presume.
Every day for 3 weeks of rehearsal, I played Mark Antony.
Oh. My apologies.
No need. Though, that remark does have your daughter's particular touch, if you permit me saying so.
I can hardly permit it. You've already taken the liberty. Now, you wish to meet the president, correct?
Sir?
You told Lucy. Lucy told me.
I wish to hear the president speak, yes.
My daughter's happiness is incredibly important to me, and apparently yours is to her.
I'm flattered to hear it.
I'll see you to the inauguration, you and your associates. Hearing President Lincoln speak is a treasure, and for Lucy's sake, I'll not deprive you of it.
Thank you very much, sir.
But not as my daughter's guest. Lucy's fond of you.
And I of her.
Oh, I have no doubt of that. Only, she's not for you. And from now on, you will pay her the compliment of making yourself scarce. Do I make myself clear?
Senator, please don't mistake my intentions. Your daughter is a lovely girl, and...
My daughter is a child. And your designs notwithstanding, the simple fact remains. She is highborn, and you are not.
You may lack respect for my profession, but I won't abide any man disrespecting my family.
I could say the same to you, Mr. Booth. Good day.
Are you out of your goddamn mind, Booth?
Keep your voice down, Mr. Harold.
Don't tell me what to do, Surratt. This ain't the plan, right? Somebody tell me this ain't the goddamn plan.
Hear him out before you rush to judgment.
My fucking olfactories are working fine, Surratt. I just can't goddamn well believe what I'm hearing.
I believe I've had enough of your lip for one day, Harold.
What are you gonna do about it, Lewis?
Pain. The name's Pain.
Stand down, Lewis.
Er hat recht. Wenn wir das unternehmen, dann bin ich besorgt, dass wir das Boot nicht erreichen.
What the fuck did he just say?
Trust me, gentlemen. This will work.
You know, lacking understanding for such things as jokes and wisecracks and fucking thigh slappers and the like, I hope somebody can explain me the goddamn punchline here.
I told you to mind your tongue.
Fuck you, thick neck.
Assuming this is the best plan, and I'd say that's a damn big assumption, what exactly are you proposing we do?
They know me at the Ford. They trust me there. I can come and go as I please without raising suspicion.
Even with the five of us with you?
Yes.
Suppose that's true, then what? Once we're inside, what's the plan?
When I give the signal, Surratt, you'll put out the lights under the stage. Then O'Loughlin, you'll help me secure Lincoln in the presidential box.
And how many guards will be standing outside the door?
Lincoln's careless. It'll be him and his guests, no security. That's how he prefers it.
What makes you so sure?
Because I've seen him there.
And then what? The leading fucking lady gonna gag him and drag him out?
Payne, we'll place you in the crowd to fend off any interference. Now, after we secure Lincoln, we'll bind his hands, lower him onto the stage, and you'll drag him to the alley in the back, where Atzerodt will be waiting with the carriage.
Horse carriage?
No, Franz, a donkey carriage.
I ride donkey.
Is he fucking serious?
Harold, we'll meet you at the rendezvous point, and from there, you'll guide us through the swamps and the woods to the ferry, where Atzerodt will take us across the river.
He even know how to man a ferry boat?
Ich kann uns sicher über den Fluss bringen. Hab keine
Speak Angst. American or shut your trap.
Ich verstehe mehr als du denkst, Hillbilly.
What'd you say to me?
Atzerodt knows his part. You just worry about yours, Harold.
Or I could save myself the trouble and just blow my fucking head off right now. Because the outcome's going to be damn near the same.
I should say, I know ride horse.
What?
I know ride horse.
Are you saying you cannot ride a horse?
Yeah. Yeah.
How the hell did you manage to make it these 20-some fucking years, without garnering the necessary skills to ride a goddamn horse.
They scare me.
Jesus Christ.
John, listen to me. This is madness. We might as well be turning ourselves in right now.
They're starving out Lee's army right now. 250 some odd days and counting. Those boys are pinned down. Wet, cold, starving with every hand against them. Feeding on rats, dogs, horses, and the like. And here you are, brave men of the South, with a roof over your heads and warm drink in your bellies, arguing amongst yourselves, dastardly and gutless, with an eye towards covering your rear ends. The game is afoot, gentlemen.
Enough.
What?
They said you had a flair for the dramatic. You certainly don't disappoint. The War Department is closing in, gentlemen.
What are you talking about?
They're building stockades and gates on the Navy Yard Bridge that open to the south. Curfew's about to change. Nobody will be able to get in or out of the city without direct permission from armed sentinels standing watch at all hours. Now, why would they put measures like that in place?
To keep people out?
Or to keep people in. They know something's to happen inside the city. They're making preparations, which means we have to be smart. Patience and prudence, Mr. Booth, will win the day. Bring me a viable plan. Until then, we wait.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
1865 is sponsored by BetterHelp. Mary Todd Lincoln was notoriously mercurial. She was erratic, impulsive, nervous, and prone to grandiose thinking and lavish spending. She once bought 400 pairs of gloves and was even committed to an asylum for several months. But no one knows for sure what ailed her. Whether it was anemia or syphilis or true mental illness, she was troubled. Most of us aren't so rent, thankfully, but we all have our moments. Still, those moments should be infrequent. If they're not, maybe you need to talk to someone. BetterHelp is there for you. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. Within 24 hours of sign-up, you can be talking with a licensed counselor about your issues, specialists trained to listen and help you find yourself again. Log into your account anytime, from anywhere, and message with your counselor or schedule video or phone sessions. No travel, no waiting rooms, maximum privacy. It's more convenient and more affordable than traditional online counseling, and financial aid is available. Visit BetterHelp.com/1865. That's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. To get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp, go to BetterHelp.com/1865.
John?
I didn't mean
Where
to
Where have you been? It's
I had
past
a meeting.
Midnight.
I'm sorry.
I've been waiting for you. It's the middle of the night.
I said... I'm sorry.
What kind of meeting?
It's just business.
I don't believe you. You say it's business, but you haven't worked in months. You're turning down tours. Mr. Ford calls on you constantly, and I know you aren't getting back to him. Tell me what is going on. Is there someone else?
I haven't been completely honest with you.
All right.
I'm broke. I don't have a dime to my name.
What? How is that possible?
I've made some investments.
Bad investments?
Time will tell, but it's certainly not turning out the way I'd hoped. All of my money, every penny, is tied up in this oil venture, and I won't be able to get it back for a very long time. I might never get it back if things go wrong. So I'm working around the clock to try and make things work.
Why didn't you tell me?
I was embarrassed.
If you need money,
no.
I can ask my father.
No, Lucy, I won't take his money. It's out of the question.
Well, is there anything I can do?
I don't want to burden you.
It's no burden. If there is something that I can do to help, then tell me.
I need to talk to the president. Privately. It's why I pressed you so hard about attending the inauguration. I wanted to get close to him so that I could make my argument.
Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't want you to feel used.
Well, better used than useless.
All right. We need favors. Political favors for this venture to take off. I would ask your father, but I already know his answer. I'm an actor in his eyes, not a businessman. But the president, you know, he loves what I do. He's a fan, even. Hard as that is to believe. So, if I could only talk to him in person.
How can I help?
You hear things through your work at the Sanitary Commission.
Sometimes.
Well, next time you hear something, tell me.
All right.
I will need advance notice, though. Enough notice to gather my men.
Your men?
Mr. Surratt and the rest. We need it to be somewhere we can speak privately.
But why not speak to him at the theater? If you need money, you go back to work.
No,
and you take a part
of
the forge. You get yourself
work.
Out of this hole, and then you'll have your chance to speak to the president.
I have thought about that. I have, but there's too many people there. This is the sort of conversation that requires discretion.
You know you can always talk to me, right?
Of course.
What I mean to say is, there is nothing you could say that I couldn't handle, no matter what it is.
What does that mean?
Only that you can trust me.
I love you so much.
Campbell's Hospital.
When?
Tomorrow evening. The president is attending a benefit for wounded soldiers at Campbell's Hospital.
Thank you, Lucy.
Mother, I need this
Come
room
on.
Now.
Keep your voice down. We have guests.
I don't care about the goddamn guests.
The house is full of people.
Then stand watch outside the door and make certain they don't come in.
But John.
I said out, Mother.
Gentlemen.
You assured me Lincoln would be at Campbell's Hospital.
He must have changed his plans at the last minute.
You had one job. Locate the president. So what do? You send us on a fool's errand while the entire time he's at the National Hotel? Under your own roof,
My sources assured me he would be at the hospital.
And who are your sources?
Exactly. No, I can't reveal that.
Do you realize how many people, how many soldiers, how many informants might have seen us there?
So what if they did?
The War Department has eyes and ears everywhere.
Let them look.
Don't be a fool, Mr. Harold.
Call me a fool one more time, Ratsville, and I'll run the blade of my knife across your fucking throat.
Don't.
Don't tell me don't. Tell him don't. He's the one that started it.
This doesn't change anything. We wait for another opportunity, and then we strike.
There won't be another opportunity! After today, we cannot be seen together again. Not here at my mother's boarding house, and certainly not in public.
You want to know what I think?
I think a yellow.
Discretion is the better part.
No. Sir. We're done listening to you, yellow belly.
If I were you, I'd take that back.
If I were you, I'd go fuck yourself.
Don't start something you can't finish.
You think I'm scared of you, flat nose?
I think prudence suggests you ought be. And further, I suggest you muster an apology out of that cunt fucking mouth of yours, lest I endeavor to shut it permanently.
Lewis, this is unnecessary.
Forgive me if I disagree, Captain.
He ain't a captain. Hell, he ain't even in the goddamn service. He ain't nothing but a yellow-bellied, flower-lilied bitch.
You just shut your
mouth! Get the hell off! Get the hell off! That's enough!
Fuck this. If we're caught, we hang. You realize that, don't you?
Well, I don't fear the gallows nearly as much as I fear living in a world that spins on the political whims of that despot Abraham Lincoln. And if the worst is to come, let it. If it does, I will know what follows. Trust me, gentlemen. I know exactly what to do.
If I understand you to intimate anything, Mar, than the capture of President Lincoln, you and I will part ways. I mean that, John.
Give us the room. Now, when I walk out that door, I don't ever want to see your face again. Do you understand me? Or there will be consequences.
Is that right?
Yes. What was your friend's name again? Lucy, wasn't it? Spain's not far enough away to keep that girl out of the reach of my people.
Spain?
She didn't tell you. You know little, think less, and understand nothing. Senator Hale is taking a political appointment in Spain. The girl's going with him. Stay away from me, or I'll put a bullet in her head. Right after I put one in yours.
"1865" is an Airship production, featuring Montgomery Sutton, Christopher Sabin, Jessica Renee Russell, Cameron Cobb, Drew Wall, Reed Burney, Derek Phillips, Max Hartman, Tyson Reinhardt, Eric Archilla, and Sally Vale. Created by Stephen Walters and Eric Archilla. Directed by Robert McCullum. Written by Stephen Walters. Executive producer Lindsey Graham. Co-executive producers, Eric Archilla, Robert McCullum, and Stephen Walters. Music and sound design by Lindsey Graham. To find out more about 1865, go to 1865podcast.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter at 1865podcast. And if you're a fan of the show, please consider supporting us. Become a patron at patreon.com/1865podcast. New episodes air weekly. And look for special inside-the-episode interviews with the writers and producers of the series to find out more about the real history behind 1865.